This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Plumes of smoke rose over the Gaza City skyline on Monday with the noise of blasts echoing over the city as Israeli troops and tanks attacked from the east and west. Plumes of smoke, dust, and explosions could also be seen at the edge of the Gaza Strip from southern Israel. Israel's military said it had struck more than 600 militant targets over the past few days as it expanded its ground operations in the Gaza Strip, where Palestinian civilians are in dire need of fuel, food, and clean water as the war enters its fourth week. Israeli forces on Monday stormed the Jenin refugee camp in the West Bank as they searched for suspects linked to Hamas. Four people were killed, three of them Palestinian fighters who engaged the Israeli forces. Locals say one civilian was killed. Yan Boshat reports from Jenin.
The violence keeps escalating here in the West Bank. Since October the 7th, in the attack of Hamas against Israel, more than 120 Palestinians were killed here, most of them by the Israeli forces, but some of them by Jewish settlers. Last night, the Israeli forces just stormed Jenin camp and killed four people. Israeli forces are attacking this camp, coming here to try to arrest people they say are linked to Hamas. Last Friday, they also attacked here. There were some confrontation and three people were killed as well. I'm Yan Boshat from the Jenin camp for VOA News.
The Israeli-Hamas conflict has spilled into Syria, which is now at its most dangerous situation for a long time, fueled by growing instability and violence and a lack of progress toward a political solution to its 12-year conflict, the UN Special Envoy for the country says. This is VOA News. There has been little let-up in the number of drone and rocket attacks against U.S. forces in the Middle East, despite U.S. airstrikes last week that were meant to send a message to Iran-backed militias in the region. The latest attacks come as Israel's operations against the Hamas militant group in Gaza are ratcheting up tensions in the region. VOA National Security Correspondent Jeff Selden has more from the Pentagon.
U.S. defense officials say airstrikes targeting weapons and ammunition storage facilities in eastern Syria were a success, both buildings completely destroyed. But the drone and rocket attacks from Iranian-backed militias keep on coming.
Three additional attacks on U.S. forces, all were within Syria.
Pentagon Deputy Press Secretary Sabrina Singh says one on Saturday and two on Sunday.
There were no casualty or damage to any of our personnel or infrastructure.
Pentagon officials say they're prepared to launch more strikes against the Iranian-backed militias if needed to protect U.S. troops. Jeff Selden, VOA News, the Pentagon.
Kyiv military officials said on Monday Russia has bulked up its forces around the devastated city of Bakhmut in eastern Ukraine and has switched its troops from defense to offense, but Ukraine has been preparing to repel the attacks. Russia captured Bakhmut, theater of some of the bloodiest fighting of the 20-month-old war in May. Soccer body FIFA has banned ousted former Spanish Soccer Federation president Luis Rubiales from the sport for 3 years for misconduct at the Women's World Cup final where he forcibly kissed a player. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
FIFA's not published details of the verdict reached by its disciplinary committee judges, who'd investigated charges relating to basic rules of decent conduct and behaving in a way that brings the sport of football and or FIFA into disrepute. Rubiales is also under a criminal probe in Spain for kissing player Jenny Hermoso on the lips after the team's 1-0 victory over England on August 20 in Sydney, Australia. Rubiales has denied wrongdoing to a judge in Madrid who'd imposed a restraining order on him not to contact the player. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The stars of the American television show Friends say they are mourning the unfathomable death of Matthew Perry. Jennifer Aniston, Courteney Cox, Lisa Kudrow, Matt LeBlanc, and David Schwimmer say in a joint statement to People magazine, they are utterly devastated by the loss of Matthew. Perry was found dead at his Los Angeles home Saturday, and the investigation is ongoing. Perry, who played Chandler Bing throughout the show's 10 seasons, is being mourned worldwide. I'm Joe Ramsey.